This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Because of long waits reported for veterans seeking care at VA hospitals, new legislation approved by Congress is designed to help pay for veterans' health care services outside of the VA. Ascension Health and its members, including Borges Medical Center in Kalamazoo, have joined the program to provide services throughout Michigan. Cindy Gaines is Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Borges. Jennifer Peruker is a business analyst. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
All right, tell us a little bit about what you do. Cindy, let's begin with you. What are your duties at Borges?
My duties, I am the Chief Operating Officer for the Borges Medical Group. All of the physician practices, the services, all of the physicians and their providers, mid-levels report to me. And so I oversee making sure that we have the provider care where we need it so that we're able to provide patient care across our organization.
And Jennifer?
I am a business analyst for Ascension Information Services at Borges, and that is part of the IT department where I handle the contracting process for technology equipment.
Now, you're also an Army veteran.
I am. I served 8 years and 11 months, so I round up to 9 years with 3 combat deployments.
And where were you deployed?
I was deployed to Africa for 19 months, Iraq to 15 months, and an undisclosed location in Southeast Asia for a year.
Well, thank you very much for being here, and let's talk a little bit about the Veterans Choice Program. Can you give us a little background about why Borges and Ascension Health thought that this was a worthwhile endeavor?
You know, veterans, we so appreciate their service to our country, and they're very much a part of every community, both with our associates and our patients. There are limited choices for them if they want to have care in the VA system. It can be very far apart for them to get care. If you think about our VA hospital in Battle Creek, which does great care, it's not very far to get 30 miles away from there, to get 40 miles out from there, and to be further away than you'd like to be to get care. So in order to facilitate them getting the care they need, the Veterans Associations have partnered with us and to collaborate. And when they can't provide care in the timely way they want it or services they need, can those patients come to us to get that care?
And the VA in Battle Creek, if you were looking for the next closest one after that, you're going out further. So somebody, you know, west of here could be a healthy distance away from a VA hospital.
Absolutely.
The closest VA hospital medical center would be Ann Arbor. There are outpatient clinics, satellite clinics for the VA, but the closest medical center would be Ann Arbor, right kind of next to the University of Michigan Medical School.
So explain how this works. Somebody needs medical care, and perhaps they try the VA first, or maybe not. But, you know, if they need medical care, how can they use the Veterans Choice Program to access it?
How the Veterans Choice Program works is that if a patient needs care, they're going to go to their Veterans Association first. They're going to go to their VA. The VA, if they're able to provide those services, will do that. If they're not able to provide this service or they're not able to provide it in a timely manner, they will make a referral out to Borges to provide that care. So that care could be for cardiac care. It could be for orthopedic care. It could be for primary care. But the veteran goes to them first, and then the VA will refer them to us to make the appointment. And then they come to us as though they're just a regular one of our patients.
Are all services eligible here? I mean, are we talking about, you know, you mentioned, you know, heart conditions, those sort of things. That's pretty serious stuff. But, I mean, are sort of routine checkups, that sort of thing, also the sort of thing you can get service for?
Absolutely. Primary care for your regular routine care can be done through the Veterans Choice Program. Again, if you think about Borges, we have outpatient facilities in 10 counties in Southwest Michigan. So if you think about the VA being in Battle Creek area, we have clinics that's over in Dowagiac. We have clinics that go down into Hillsdale. So that if you need to get care and you can't come up to Battle Creek to get it, you could work that through the VA Choice and to come to us.
I would say that it's very important that just because you're a veteran of any branch of service, National Guard, Air National Guard, Marine, it's important that you go to the VA to register for benefits. As a veteran, you are entitled to benefits, but you have to register for them. It's very important because you can't just show up at the VA and say, I need care. It's a lengthy but worthwhile process to get enrolled in those benefits. And then once you're enrolled, then you're assigned to primary care at the VA. And if they can't see you, then they refer you out. For example, I just got a referral letter on Monday for some dental work because the VA can't provide the dental work that I need. So they sent me a referral letter. It takes about a week. You get the referral letter. You call your choice of dental offices, or in this case, Borges, to get, well, for primary care or specialty care, you'd call and make your appointment just like a regular patient, and you take the paperwork in and you get seen.
But the key there is what you said, which is that they're already connected with the Veterans Choice Program. We've we've been participating in the program since the fall. And probably one frustration we see for our vets is that they are not connected in, or they come directly to us and say, I'd like to participate with you as part of the Veterans Choice Program. But if they're not connected and not referred by Veterans Choice, we can't see them.
So, okay. Do they actually then have to go through the VA in some way? They got to go to the VA first.
They got to go to the VA first.
Absolutely. There is at Nazareth, the old Nazareth College on Gull Road, there is a veterans office, a veterans affairs office. And that's where I had to do a lot of paperwork to start the process. And there are service organizations like Disabled American Veterans, American Legion, Marine Corps League that will help you do your paperwork to get the care that you are entitled to at the VA. So those organizations, free of charge, help you fill out all of the paperwork, because there is a lot of paperwork, but then you will be enrolled in the VA to get the health care that you need.
So just to clarify here, someone does not have to go to an actual VA hospital to enroll?
No. Right. No, utilizing one of those veterans support agencies like the DAV will walk you through the entire process. You assign a power of attorney so they can, a specific power of attorney so that they can help facilitate on your behalf, because it is a hassle, and I don't want to discourage veterans from applying, because veterans are entitled to this health care, and a lot of us need this health care. So it's a lengthy process, but it's worth it in the end, because you can get some great health care through this program.
Who is actually providing health care? Are they being treated at Borges once they're there the way any other patient is? Are there specific doctors who are assigned for Veterans Choice?
No, actually, all of our doctors will see our veterans. So we don't differentiate because you're a veteran. We will get you into the provider you need to see for the care that you need to see them for.
I had needed some ankle reconstructive surgery last year, and the VA said, well, we can get you in Detroit in 3 months. That's unacceptable. So I asked for a referral and to have it done locally. I had to wait for that paperwork, and then I called Borges Orthopedics on 11th Street and had a phenomenal surgeon. I had phenomenal care. They wouldn't have known I was a veteran if I wouldn't have told them.
Are there any sort of services which, you know, are just not eligible, or is it anything? I mean, anything you think of, elective sort of medical care, is all of it eligible for service through Veterans Choice?
We've not been given any restrictions on what we can do, as long as there's a referral from the veterans, from the VA to us. We do those services. So there is no limitation on, from our perspective, the limitation is what you've been referred for.
And I can speak to the length of time for, the specialty services, surgery, the psychiatric, mental health care needs. That's the VA in Battle Creek is a phenomenal facility, but the wait times for especially mental health needs are excessive. And some veterans don't have time to wait. And that's really important that Ascension and Borges are doing this with the VA, because those mental health needs need to be dealt with now, so we don't have situations with PTSD that we see in the news all the time.
You noted that this can be a long distance for someone to travel. So if somebody is, I think you mentioned Dowagiac before, one of those areas. I mean, you're getting from Dowagiac to Battle Creek is not easy, especially if you have some sort of disability. Can you get a referral without going in person to Battle Creek so that you can be seen at a clinic or something like that?
It's highly unlikely that they're going to want to see you. Now, if, from my understanding with this program, if you call your primary care with needs that, and they, it's 6 to 8 weeks out, then I believe they, from my understanding, they will issue a referral. But from my experience, I am close to the VA in Battle Creek. I have to go in. But if there is, you know, extenuating circumstances for someone in Niles, Michigan, or Dowagiac that they can't make it, they would need to call the VA to get a referral.
And they typically use if it's more than 30 days or more than 40 miles away.
Those are kind of the limits they draw.
That's their rules.
That's their criteria.
If you're further out than that in length of time or distance, but you still would need to contact the VA to start that process.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, you mentioned that this actually started in the fall, or just so. Are we seeing some positive results right now, you know, 6 or 7 months in, that this is helping veterans who do need it?
We've had some great experiences with our veterans so far. We've not been overwhelmed with veterans coming into the system, but we have had them coming in probably, I mean, in great outcomes. Probably the one frustration we see is that some of our veterans don't understand the program, so they'll try to access us directly. And then it can feel as though we're the barrier because we're like, we really do need to get a referral for you before you make an appointment, and then we have to redirect them. And so if there's been one frustration in the process, that's been it. But we've been happy to care for them, and we've had some great outcomes. And Jennifer and her experience would be an example of that.
You mentioned that you're not overwhelmed. So, I mean, do you feel as though you're going to be able to help everyone who needs it? I mean, including, you know, the veterans you've mentioned who maybe are a little frustrated now, that you know, contact you directly. But, you know, if they then go through the proper channels and find themselves at Borges, do you think that it's going to be a problem capacity-wise?
I don't believe it's going to be a problem. You know, we're constantly working to expand our capacity and to ensure that we can care for our community. And we consider this is just part of caring for our community. So we're constantly looking at how do we improve access? How do we make our processes more efficient to help our patients to get in more quickly and to get through our system more quickly?
Jennifer, based on what you know, do you think veterans are now getting more of the care they need? Obviously, no system is perfect,
right,
and there's still going to be gaps. But based on what you know, what you hear, what you see, do you think that more veterans are now getting the services they need?
I think that it's going to take time for this to be pushed out to veterans. Just sharing this with my Facebook friends and the shares that they have made, veterans, my friends that are veterans, are very excited because some of them do have to travel a significant distance to get the care that they need. So this is an exciting opportunity for veterans to not have to wait. You know, when you have wait times for past 30 days, well, I might have pneumonia and in 30 days I'll be dead. Or it's there's so many ifs, ands, and what this could happen. But with the care that Ascension is willing to provide to veterans through the VA, it opens up so many programs and so many opportunities. And I'm very excited because, like I said, with just the Facebook and social media shares on my own, this is really, it's like wildfire. It's just spreading, and that's very exciting for me.
There have been some stories about some problems with the Veterans Choice Program. There was actually a story on NPR last month saying that it's essentially the fix needs a fix. There's some complaints about the system being confusing, that vets are still, you know, waiting a long time to get a response. Does that go back to what you were talking about earlier, Cindy, that having you have to go through the VA first? And is it an educational thing? Is that the main hurdle that maybe you're looking at right now?
I think it's an educational perspective for the vets, and I think it's what Jennifer said, which is it's a lot of paperwork in the beginning to get through it, so it's complicated. So I think it's both of those together, is that you have to have the patience and diligence to get through it, and in order to access it, and that starts with the education up front of this is how the system works.
And I agree, that's very important. The veterans organizations that are out there to support people, help you through the process. Mine took a year. But I also am a disabled vet. So if you're a veteran who is just applying for the healthcare needs that you are entitled to, that process doesn't take nearly as long. It's not nearly as confusing. As a veteran, you take your DD-214, which is your discharge paperwork, to one of those veteran service offices, and they will, like I said, walk you through the process. It's not a long process like it was for me. My case is a little different. So if you are a veteran of any branch of service, National Guard, Reserve, it doesn't matter. You are still a veteran who served your time, and you are entitled to some benefits. So using a veteran service organization or the calling the VA directly, the VA website, there's a lot of information out there that will give you the education that you need. And there's veterans like myself who are more than willing to talk to someone. I was speaking with somebody at work yesterday whose husband is a veteran. And I didn't know that. And we just started chatting. And she said, well, how do we go about applying for benefits or your health care? And I explained it. So any veteran who's been through the process understand it's confusing and tedious. And I would say the majority of us want to help another veteran through that process to give them some sort of hope. And applying for your health care benefits will start the process. It, you know, I'm not going to say it's a 1 week thing. Like, I got my referral for my dental work in a week. It was 7 days, actually. It doesn't all go that quick, and there are some hiccups, but I think the VA and our government and our country is supporting veterans in this program because they realize the importance of quality health care.
And then one of the things we've done once the veteran's in the system is we actually have, we've begun a new program where we assign a care coordinator to them, a nurse coordinator who can help that patient to navigate our system. So helping, you know, one, you've just come through the VA system to get to us, and we're a big health system ourselves. So assigning an RN care coordinator to them who can help them to navigate the system, make sure that they get the paperwork in and out that they need to so that they can get through this as quickly and as efficiently as they can.
Cindy Gaines and Jennifer Peruker, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Cindy Gaines is Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Borges in Kalamazoo. Jennifer Peruker is a business analyst. She's also a U.S. Army veteran. Links with more information about the Veterans Choice Program, Ascension Health, and Borges can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.